Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes initial efforts by Haiti's political leadership to come together in choosing a prime minister and cabinet to chart a path forward in the wake of the heinous assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Moïse, 53, was killed at his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th, while his wife Martine Moïse was seriously wounded. Claude Joseph, who was Haiti's acting prime minister at the time of the assassination of President Moïse, agreed to step aside and make way for an inclusive government whose primary task will be to restore security and establish the conditions necessary to hold free and fair elections. The government will be led by Ariel Henry, who was tapped by Moïse to replace Joseph just one day before the Haitian president was murdered. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called the formation of Haiti's new government a positive and necessary step to respond to the Haitian people's needs and begin restoring Haiti's democratic institutions. At the time of Moïse's death, Haiti was already facing a deepening political and constitutional crisis, with a non-functioning parliament, a decimated Supreme Court, a lack of elected mayors, and a mere handful of lawmakers. The island nation has also been facing a surge in gang violence and kidnappings. The United States, together with the international community, urges Prime Minister Henry and other political leaders to strengthen engagement with Haiti's political, economic, and vibrant civil society to advance a broad and inclusive dialogue that responds to the needs of the Haitian people and lays the groundwork for long-term stability and prosperity. We remain committed to supporting the Haitian government's investigation into the assassination of Jovenel Moïse, expanding COVID-19 vaccination efforts, working with the Haitian National Police to promote security and the rule of law, and coordinating with the international community to establish the conditions necessary for Haitians to vote as soon as feasible, said Secretary Blinken. The United States calls on all Haitians to work together to maintain peace and will continue to support the Haitian people as they strive to build a stable, prosperous, and democratic country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.